Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hola, bienvenue. Welcome, fresh produce aficionados. Welcome to the Global Fresh Series. Let's get fresh Madrid style. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from Madrid, Spain. Let's see, what happened this past week? I mean, we're right on the heels of IFPA, but let's talk about Fruit Attraction with its bustling colors of possibility. From trade shows in Spain to greenhouses in Canada, from packing houses in California to bustling produce stalls across the globe, we bring you the voices, innovations, and adventures shaping the future of fresh. So grab your passport and your appetite for discovery, because here, freshness has no borders. Let's get fresh, let's get global, and let's dive right in, because it was a whirlwind of a week. I arrived in Madrid, Spain, 2 days before the big show, enough time to shake off the jet lag and let the rhythm of the city pull me in. Although I've been to Madrid before, it had been a while, and I had forgotten just how vibrant the city feels. I spent an entire day wandering from Plaza Mayor to the Prado, soaking in their agriculture, their architecture, the laughter that was spilling from cafes, and that unmistakable Spanish energy that seems to dance through every cobblestone street. I stumbled upon a gem, Bodega La Ardosa. It's one of Madrid's oldest tapas bars that's tucked away near the city center. It's one of those places that wears its history on the walls, you know, the wood darkened from time, the air thick with stories. The anchovies with house-made vermouth, they were really a revelation. Everyone talked, and I read about this vermouth, this mixture or combination that you've got to have the anchovies with the vermouth, which didn't sound really pleasing to me, but I thought, when in Rome, do as the Romans. And let me tell you, the vermouth, which is made there on site, it's probably the same recipe since the Middle Ages, was perfect harmony with the anchovies, of salt, sweetness, and tradition. If you go to Spain, please try it. It's pure Spanish. On another night, I wandered through the city's oldest alleyways and streets lined with another taverns, tapas bars, restaurants, and I found this restaurant called Casa Lucio. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Spain, that the king dines here. There have been a few presidents from the past that have also dined in this magical restaurant. It's really nice. Nice filling in there. It's a very unhurried. People are present. They're connected. And even at midnight, the tables are humming with 6, 8, 10 friends gathered around for glasses of Rioja and laughter that echoes again through the streets. What I love most about Madrid is its design for interaction. Every neighborhood has the center. It's a circular plaza that in the middle of it, there's a beautiful fountain that's spraying out all this water that's surrounded with benches, some ping pong tables, or all these certain chairs that people get. You know, people are just sitting there reading, you know, just sitting there staring off into space, being quiet, or the dogs are playing, kids are out. And then on the outer perimeter of this green space, you have about 6 to 8 little tavernas or tapas restaurants. And of course, all the tables and chairs were outside. So as I walked around this entire circle, I did not see a vacant seat anywhere. There wasn't even a table with 1 or 2 people. These tables, again, are filled with 4, 6, 8 people. And let me tell you, I don't know what they were saying, but the conversations appeared very passionate. And I'm sure that these are people from this area, in this neighborhood. They filter out. They have their special table, their special restaurant. So, and they settle in for the night. I don't think I could have gotten a table anywhere unless I knew someone at one of these tables or got an invite to join them. But this is a perfect backdrop for Fruit Attraction 2025 because it lends the same feeling to the show, a connection. in every form, between growers and buyers, innovation and tradition, and the soil and the flavor that the soil gives to the fresh produce. And though I've been to Madrid before, this was my first fruit attraction. And I have to say, I was truly impressed from the vibrant halls of Efima to the global buzz of exhibitors. It was truly a sensory feast for anyone who loves fresh produce and the stories behind it. So buckle up, fresh produce explorers, because today I am taking you inside Fruit Attraction 2025, where the world's freshest ideas, flavors, and innovations collide in one of the most dynamic cities on Earth. Before I get into the descriptive narrative of Fruit Attraction, let's take a quick moment to recognize our incredible sponsors who make this podcast possible. Let's get into the spud of it all, taking a moment to shine a light on one of our incredible sponsors, who they're a true leader in the world of spuds. Their story goes far beyond what ends up on the plate. From groundbreaking sustainability practices and grower support programs to community food initiatives, this company is redefining what it means to nourish the world responsibly and deliciously. So here's to our partners who keep the industry and this podcast thriving. For peak of the market, harvest season has begun. Manitoba-grown vegetables like potatoes, onions, and cabbage, they're making their way from their farms to your table. Nothing beats the taste of fresh local produce grown with passion and dedication. Peak of the market, proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoban, committed to bringing you the highest, freshest quality produce straight from their fields. Pam Kolachuk of Peak of the Market will be attending IFPA next week. Let us know if you would like to meet her. Turning to Colombia avocados, it's Colombia's main season, and Colombia has volume and quality to support your promotional programs and fill those supply gaps. Colombia avocados meet your growing category demands year-round. Be sure to put them on your list to visit their booth at IFPA number 2583. Now, before I tell you about today's show, and you hear from our featured guest, which is me, let's hear from one of our innovative sponsors, Jack Vandenberg. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
We're back. Now, if we're talking about freshness, innovation, and produce that truly makes its mark, we can't help but think of Jack Vandenberg, known for bringing premium fruits from around the world to our tables. Their story is a perfect reminder that fresh isn't just about what's in season. And you can find out for yourself by visiting the Jack Vandenberg booth at next week's IFPA show. Their booth number is 2397. Jack Vandenberg, make sure you stop by and say hello to John Papp. Let's recognize our newest sponsor, USA Pears, who was also at Fruit Attraction. They are excited to share their participation in IFPA's Global Produce and Floral Show. We encourage you to visit the team at booth 3239 to learn more about this year's pear harvest, which is shaping up to be one of the most abundant in years. Along with a bountiful supply, USA Pears will introduce a refreshed brand image and new consumer insights at the show. They can't wait to see you there, so make sure you stop by their booth 3239. Before we dive into the rich details of Fruit Attraction 2025, I've already set the scene because Madrid itself shaped the spirit of the show with its design for connection. I described the plazas, the circular, green belts in between the neighborhoods, the cafes, the tapas bars. I mean, people really take their time to get to know each other. And that same energy seemed to flow right into the halls of IFEMA. It created a trade show atmosphere that was alive with possibility. You could feel it from the moment you walked in. There was the buzz of growers and buyers meeting for the first time, innovation rubbing shoulders with tradition, and the soil meeting the flavor in the most beautiful way possible. Because it wasn't just a trade show. It was a living, breathing celebration of Europe's agricultural soul, with 2,400 exhibitors from 64 countries gathered. I mean, they came from Sicily and Calabria, Italy, Valencia, Spain, parts of Greece, each region sharing its history through the taste and color of their produce. Because if you haven't been to these shows before, these international shows, everyone is grouped under their pavilion. So you have the Dutch pavilion, the French pavilion, the German pavilion. And they're all very proud of their food, their culture. All of that is about tradition. And the one that really stood out, what I saw taking it to a whole new level against the backdrop, was the Portugal pavilion. I mean, they had this beautiful booth. I noticed the booth, but also I looked to the left and there's this long line of people. I'm thinking, well, what are these people in line for? What's going on at the Portuguese booth? And as I walked up there, there was a chef that was serving a very generous and hearty large bowl of aromatic pasta that was made with Portugal's own fresh vegetables. And it didn't stop there. Once you were served this steaming bowl, you had a chance to choose between red and white Portuguese wine. And there was also these jugs of water. One had citrus with the water. The other had cucumber. I mean, they hit it all fronts. You anything there that you needed to satisfy your appetite was there. All made from their homegrown ingredients. I was really remarked by this. This was the first time I've ever seen this at a trade show. The gentleman I interviewed, it's on my LinkedIn page. I took a video of all this. He said that they were serving that day up to about 400 people. And again, I've never seen this before. It's always been just a little plate of here's a chip, here's a guac, here's this, here's, I mean, each plate and glass was a proud reflection of Portugal's agricultural heritage. It was really one of those unforgettable moments that captured the very essence of Fruit Attraction, because every booth tells a story, every product connects to a place, and every flavor reminds us that agriculture is not just business, it's their culture. There were 12 halls of exhibitors, and I barely got through three. There was just so many people to talk to and meet, and the language could be a bit of a challenge because not everyone speaks English at these international trade shows. Don't ever take that for granted. I struggled through whatever language I could speak with them. And that makes it all much more interesting as well, though, because they do want to try to speak some English. What I thought was really interesting as well was when you enter the trade show, it's like entering the front door, there's a path there. And along this avenue that you had to walk up, because on either side were the halls, it was lined with palm trees, just beautiful. And then to the backdrop of this DJ playing techno music that went throughout the entire show. And it just lent to this really cool vibe. I was thinking of Burning Man. Of course, no one's camping out there overnight, but I just thought of this real cohesiveness with people. You could tell that people were very relaxed. They were enjoying themselves. There was no shortage of food choices. There was everything there from a halal food truck serving up falafels and kebabs, to hamburger food trucks. And then there were numerous little restaurants that were tucked into the show. It kind of reminded me of a mini Madrid, because that main street there, or path, was also called La Gran Via, which is the same large street in Madrid leading into the center of the city. I also found an avocado truck. It was beautifully, brightly painted, and it was serving, I'm not going to say food, it was more sweet things like cakes and muffins and brownies, all made from avocado oil from Kenya, which is, has really been up and coming for a while, to the point that they are creating an association of avocado oil growers because they believe this will be the next growth spurt for avocados, with people using avocado oil for all their cooking needs. And I thought it was a great idea. I had a taste of this avocado oil. Never had it in my life. And it was really good. It was so smooth. Really lived up to its reputation. I think it's going to be the next big wave. Before I get to the highlight of the next day, let's cut to a quick commercial break with Zag Technical Services, another one of our fabulous sponsors.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Zag Technical Services, it will really be worth your time to stop by their booth next week at IFPA, booth number 3430, and have a conversation with Dave McCary about your IT network, keeping it safe and secure. There has been so much going on recently with the hacking, from everything from food companies to car dealerships. It's everyone's vulnerable nowadays. So have that conversation with Dave McCary, booth number 3430. Well, welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome. And a huge thank you to all of our fabulous sponsors. Where I left off, painting a rich description of Fruit Attraction, the colors, the energy, the people, walking in, and the first thing that hits you are these palm trees and the techno music. Wow. But there was, you know, beyond the sights and sounds, what really stood out were the reverberating themes shaping the conversation across the show floor. And one of the topics that has been, you know, in and out, kind of fading in and out since March, of course, are the tariffs. Interestingly enough, the mood felt very different at this show. While tariffs were mentioned, they weren't dominating the discussion the way they have in the past. Instead, many European growers and shippers seem to find them a moot point at this time. They say, well, yep, they're there, but we're going to focus our energy elsewhere. That's what these shows are about. They're looking for new markets, new connections to ship their fresh produce and do so with real success. There is a new sense of agility in the air. These companies, they're becoming more nimble, more strategic, diversifying their export portfolios and leaning into innovation, logistics, and technology to stay competitive on the global stage. I felt as their mindset had shifted from reaction to adaption, from talking about challenges to actively creating new opportunities and looking forward to it. They're quite excited to look for these new markets, whether it's South America, the Far East, and Dubai was coming up as well. And why not all of these countries were there at that show? And that's what it was about. And that's one of the things I love about Fruit Attraction, because you can see the industry evolving right before your eyes. Now, one organization that is continuing to focus their exports to the U.S. market is Morocco. I was in discussion with them because they have this unique piece of citrus called the Narticot. It's a prized Moroccan mandarin variety from a Miricot mandarin hybrid. They want to focus on the U.S. and Canadian markets because this piece of fruit has been a significant citrus export for them that's recognized for its quality and late season variety, January to the end of April. So they're one of the few that I met there that said they still have their eye on the U.S. and Canadian markets. But moving into the apple category, there were many varieties on dazzling display at Fruit Attraction. I mean, I couldn't keep up. There were so many different varieties that I've never heard of, let alone taste. But one stood out like a true star, Marlena, the daughter of the Alps from the Sud Tirol company Vogue. Now, Vogue had plenty to celebrate because it's not just Marlena's 30th birthday, but also the company's 80th anniversary. And let me tell you, they celebrated in style. The biggest highlight of the week for me was the Vogue reception, an event that perfectly embodied class, elegance, timing, and beauty. Now, you might ask, how can an apple be elegant? Well, let me take you there, because we were whisked away in a private bus to this beautiful event center called Quinta de Jarama. It's about 30 minutes from Ifema. It was a stunning, elegant villa with gardens that looked straight out of a movie. There was a warm staff that greeted us like family. They guided us to a reception room where the story of Marlena came to life. The presentation was nothing short of inspiring. We learned about Vogue's innovation with new byproducts from apple purees and pouches, four delicious flavors that we got to taste, to juices and apple chips or apple crisps, and even a handbag made from apple waste, which we all got one. I mean, I have one. I'm really excited to have this handbag that's made from apples. Hope it will keep me healthy. And it just showed that the sustainability meets sophistication, because the company is building the Marlena brand into something beyond fruit. It's a symbol of circular innovation and alpine purity. After this presentation, we stepped out into the garden of a winding path that led us past storyboards. It was a visual journey from Vogue's humble beginnings to the powerhouse brand it is today. Each display whispered the story of growers, generations, and the spirit of Sud Tirol. Then came the guided experience. There were four groups, four stations, each sharing a chapter in the evolution of the Marlena apple story. It was really interactive, creative, and deeply inspirational, because you could feel the pride of everyone involved with the evolution of the Marlena apple. A huge shout out to marketing manager Hannes Tauber, Margarita Nardon, and their PR team at Fruitcom, who curated an experience that was as thoughtful as it was beautiful. It was really, really well done, and people stayed late into the evening. It wasn't just an event. It was a celebration of their legacy, innovation, and the simple, enduring elegance of the daughter of the Alps, Marlena, 30 years old. She's looking pretty good for 30. All in all, I had a fantastic time from opening to closing day. I like to say that I walked from Greece all the way to Canada. There was a lot of walking. I met many interesting people. I attended one of our sponsors' reception, the DRC, that brought the Canadian fresh produce industry together at the show. And the show just gave you a feel for how global the fresh produce industry continues to grow, looking for new sources and markets. I think going forward, we're going to become more and more intertwined on a global basis with fresh produce. And that's what makes it so exciting. And also, but it makes it very necessary to attend these shows. I do know there were a few Americans there and they weren't exhibiting, but guess what? They were looking for new sources of export opportunities. So stay tuned as we get ready to attend the IFPA show in Anaheim next week. We have been on the trade show circuit since March, but that is where you meet the movers and shakers of the industry and learn what is up and coming. You really are able to put your ear to the ground at these trade shows. The Produce Industry Network looks forward to seeing you at IFPA next week, and we will be on the lookout for all of you. Make sure that you come up to us and introduce yourselves. You can't miss us. We're going to be wearing these really colorful t-shirts with the Produce Industry Network and Ag Life Media symbols and logos. And then you can't miss our tennis shoes, which we've ordered specially with fruit all over them. We're made to be seen. We like to be out there. It has been my pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you somewhere in the trade aisles of one of these many fantastic trade shows, or somewhere on the horizon or in the orchards.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Gallio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.